If I'm being real with y'all, I don't have enough time in this commercial to talk about how awesome Love Into Skincare line is. Just check it out for yourself. At tjriggins.com/deals, use code TJ for 21% off. You're going to be glowing, tighter, toner. You're going to look fantastic.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. I'm trying to get my video thing set here so I can see everyone properly. I don't know what's going on with it. But I got it. How is everyone? Good weekend? Are we on the radio now? Am I just going off into space and talking to myself? It's what it seems like.
Well. You had some tech problems.
Trying to get your but it wasn't a tech problem that I needed to address right then. I could have waited later.
You could have waited, but it's all right. We're here now. It's a new week. Mm-hmm. Feeling good.
Yeah. Are we? Riggins,
Not really. Lindsay's trying to make me mad already. You were just out of the room, and she's like, guess who's in town? I was like, who? And she's like, your ex-girlfriend. She does it all the time. She brings up this girl. We haven't dated in a decade.
She was, and nobody texted me, so I just was like, okay.
Good, you're my friend. I don't want you hanging out with her. How about that?
Ever?
Ever. I wouldn't hang out with my brother's exes or whatever. I don't want you hanging out with her. Is that so wrong?
I mean, I thought y'all, if you tell me that's how you feel, I get it, and I will not.
Yeah, good. I'm telling you right now, I don't want you hanging out with her.
Okay, then I will not. I didn't know you still felt that way.
I'm kind of teasing, but I'm also kind of like, don't bring her up to me. You can't wait to hang out with her.
It was so touchy. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Thank you for your apology.
Because I didn't know you felt that way.
But I mean, is that really a big gesture saying that you won't hang out with her? Because I mean, sound like she didn't even let you know she was in town. That's going to be pretty easy to do. It's not like you're really making a sacrifice.
I don't think she really wanted to hang out with me then.
I'm just kidding.
I think what I had been in talks with her friend, I see her friend a lot, at the club we're members of. And she told me she was coming into town and they would call me and then they didn't. So I guess I was just like, okay, maybe they knew I was out of town. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
They just knew not to even bother.
But I'm serious. If somebody tells me, I won't. And I won't ever talk to them. I won't. I got your back. But I didn't know you felt like that still.
I don't know if I feel any certain way. It's just you're bringing it to my face. Like, guess who's in town? I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go make friends with all your ex-boyfriends. They were good guys. I need a new guy crew. I'm lonely up in the suburbs. I'm going to go befriend them.
I wouldn't mind, but I see what you're saying.
You wouldn't mind? Oh, okay, you're better than me.
Well, I think the difference is, too, is like I've kind of – my life is separated from that now.
Yeah, you're married. You got kids. You got a whole family. No. Yeah. It's different.
And one of her ex-boyfriends did her wrong. So that makes a difference too. Your breakup with this girl, Riggins, was kind of mutual, wasn't it?
No, she did me wrong.
She did?
She didn't accept me for who I was.
Oh, okay. She didn't accept you for who you were. A bad boyfriend. An inconsiderate. Selfish.
Selfish. Obnoxious. Arrogant.
Yeah.
List them out.
Yeah.
How dare she?
Yeah, she's really rude like that.
I do have your back. I do have your back. I don't want you thinking I would do that.
No, I know. Mm. Well, thank you for your apology. It's accepted. I'm moving on.
Now that you say that, I promise I will not.
Good. Okay.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So here we are. It is time for the In Case You Missed It replay. And since today is Monday, that means the last time that we had a show was on Friday. And what happens on Friday? Riggins Week in Review song. Here you go.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
Mr. Riggins, you go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, preacher.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. The new Superman is now in theaters, and I listen to what critics say. But I happen to know the real Superman, who I sit across from every day.
Oh, so true.
That's what they say. They say it might be the greatest comic book movie ever made. It has everything a movie needs. Of course, it is worth mentioning. That comes from the National Council of Dweebs. So, could be a little biased. I just couldn't hack it as a superhero. I should just give up on that pursuit because I don't recall an episode where Spider-Man poops in his Spidey suit.
That song is called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
TJ is on a new weight loss program. You can already see it in his face. But to all of his friends and family in Louisiana, it's like, tell him you're going to space. screw that. I just know he's going to be skinny again. I wouldn't doubt it a bit. I'll probably stop calling him TJ because Nicole Richie's a better fit. Come on. Lindsay toured a cheese factory in Wisconsin. She learned more than when she was in school. Lindsay, that reminds me of that time when I actually thought you were cool.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Lindsay spent about a week in rural Wisconsin, a family getaway by design. And I know what you're all thinking. How can I come next time? Today is National Mojito Day. Here's TJ's recipe. Let me know what you think. You combine all of the ingredients in a glass, and then you just dump it down the sink.
Exactly. It's disgusting.
Lindsay confused Frank Sinatra for Popeye. It didn't seem like a joke. It's true. Lindsay confused Frank Sinatra for Popeye, and it didn't seem like a joke to me. And I get why that's ridiculous, but seriously, how adorable is she? Come on. And this is my song.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you. That was a bit of a mess there.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I know TJ loves snob humor.
Love it.
When people act like snobs, and it's fun to just kind of point at them and laugh. And I had like the craziest snob experience yesterday. So I have this, I don't know anything about art. I've had the same painting for 20 years. It's, do you remember the show Step by Step?
Oh, yeah.
On TGIF.
Yeah. Suzanne Summers,
Patrick Duffy.
Code Man.
I love that show. It's my favorite show. They had a painting in their living room on the main set of this dog that's lying in a bed. And it's a very famous painting by an American painter.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Andrew Wyeth. It's called The Master Bedroom. It's a dog lying on a bed. And I was like, I want that picture in my house someday. Well, many years ago, my parents bought it for me for Christmas in a frame. I love it. I have it in my bedroom. So in finding, I was like, maybe he's got other paintings like this that I would be interested in. So I went and looked it up. And I found the painting that I have. And one of the reviews from somebody was talking about this piece of art. And they said, you know, American painters, they just don't have the same finesse. This painting itself is just very pedestrian. Pedestrian. That is just the snobbiest way to criticize something.
I love that.
It's just very pedestrian. And I guess you could apply it to a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it just hit me in the wrong way because I love this painting so much. I have it in my bedroom. I've always loved it. And to read online, I wanted to fire back. It's not pedestrian at all. Problem is, I don't know anything about art. Yeah, if you try working that in and just seeing people's faces when you say it, it's very pedestrian.
What does that mean?
Like very just ordinary, very nothing special about it. It's pedestrian. It's not glamorous or luxurious. You know, like, it's just very.
When you're a pedestrian, you're just walking.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have a car or some kind of means of transportation. Just walk. To and fro is all you're trying to do.
Hopefully you're looking cute.
Yeah, I guess. It hit me the wrong way. Don't call the thing I love pedestrian. It's very snobby. The other thing I thought was pretty snobby is when snobs can use the word summer as a verb.
Yeah.
Because I heard somebody on the internet said, oh, we actually summer in Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, you just wouldn't hear Lindsay say that. Because Lindsay's not a snob.
No, not at all.
Can't tell if we're being serious here or not.
No, you're not a snob.
I genuinely don't think you're a snob.
Yeah, I would never say I'm summering somewhere.
No.
Exactly.
Because I don't summer anywhere. Maybe that's why. I want to summer somewhere.
You want to be a snob. You want the snob lifestyle, but I don't think you know, can hack it.
That's one of my pet peeves. You know, I'm a protector of the language, is when people turn nouns into verbs.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, it started with antiquing.
Antiquing.
That's what started all of that years ago. We're going to go antiquing.
And what is that? That's just going and
buying antiques, shopping for antiques. We're going antiquing. Like get out of here.
Like thrifting. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, kind of.
I hear that a lot.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. It's just annoying and it's very snobby.
We summer in the Hamptons.
We summer. Maybe try it. I don't know. It might work in regular company, like we summer in Myrtle Beach. You know?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Take it back.
Yeah.
And
stop being pedestrian.
And stop being so pedestrian. That one really cut me to the core. Ugh, I hate people.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This is interesting, I think. Nearly a third of Americans thinks that they could pass as British. You know, because Americans who can do even a little bit of a British accent think that it is spot on.
Yeah.
And that always reminds me of Gwen that used to work on our show. She was just solid in belief that her British accent was dead on. And we went to Disney World one year with our charity, and there was a cranky old British lady out at the bar. You remember that, Riggins, by the pool bar?
Mm.
And she wasn't cranky. She just had that biting British wit that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And we told her, you know, this girl right here, her name's Gwen, and she does a great – she says she does the best British accent here that she could pass as British any day. And she went over and said, let me hear it. And so Gwen started talking to her, and she just listened, and she was kind of smiling, and she goes, that's not close at all.
That is amazing.
That is not close at all.
I can imagine Gwen didn't take that very well.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
Oh, are you kidding?
And then we at the time, our photographer was British.
Yeah.
And she said, why did you never tell me? He goes, well, didn't care one way or the other.
Yeah, he was super British too. He kind of had the mumble. I never thought it was
so. Right.
What? How could you not tell that?
So Yeah, I guess there are a lot of people that think that they could pass as British with their fake accents. But I'm going to say this. Most of the time, British actors, men and women, are better at doing an American accent than American actors are at doing a British accent.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that Heath Ledger Australian or something?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was he Australian?
Uh-huh. And that, what's that show that all the kids are into now about the doctor? House.
Remember House? Yeah.
House was from Great Britain, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know that.
But it still makes me mad that they're taking American jobs.
I know. You've always had a beef with that.
Mm-hmm. Not as much of a beef as I have with non-Southerners with terrible Southern accents taking Southern actors' jobs.
Mm.
You know, I always hear that when it's fake Southern accents, not even close. And I always go, could you not find any Southern actors that could actually pull that off? This is a high-budget movie. Come on.
Hire me, guys.
Hire Lindsay. Absolutely. With that voice.
You know, that's what I always said I wanted to do when I retire from the radio is be a diction coach, a Southern diction coach for show business people, mm-hmm. for movies and TV.
You make good money doing that. You should do that.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
How about that?
Do a third job.
How does somebody get on doing that? I got an uncle does it. Maybe he can get me on like... Like people's family gets them on at the mill and stuff. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Rob had a bad day the other day. He had to put down his the dog that he shared with his ex-girlfriend and all, and that was tough. But tell everybody what happened after that, Rob, when you were feeling so low and you know, sad and all that.
I had to go get an oil change because I'd been putting it off, but I had time because I took off that afternoon. And I needed to get it done. So I went and I got it done. And they did the tire rotation, they did oil change, all that good stuff. And then as I was getting back into the car, I looked in the, when I was getting in, I could see the floorboard and there was dog poop on the floorboard in the driver's seat. The whole time they had to move the car and everything. So somewhere I stepped in dog poop and tracked it back into the car. And, so these people think I'm disgusting and I just have dog poop in the floorboard all the time.
And you couldn't smell it? I've never heard of being able to step in dog poop and not smell it.
No. Well, I think it's because I had the smell of dog urine on my shirt.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the things that happened with the dog that as we were taking her, you know, to go get take care of. So I smelled that and maybe it was just so overpowering. I couldn't smell the poop. I had to power blast that with a water hose as soon as possible.
Yeah. And no chance to change your shirt before doing anything.
No, because I was already out and I didn't want I knew if, when I got home that day I wasn't gonna get back out. It was a bad day already, so I was just trying to take care of something I knew I needed to take care of.
It makes me sad.
I just can't go back to that place ever again because they're going to be like, oh my God, it's the guy with the poop in his floorboard.
And the urine on his shirt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, I'm a procrastinator as well. But I would have had to go, I would have not gone to the oil change that day if I was going to do one or the other. If I knew that my shirt had, was it still wet or did it just stink like urine?
It just stunk. It wasn't wet anymore. No.
Oh, good.
Was it white?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. What a scene.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were talking about me when I left.
So did you go straight home from there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or did you go get something to eat, meet your cousin somewhere?
No, I went home after that.
Went and did an escape room. Yeah, other people in the escape room were like, this is the fastest we've ever gotten out of a room. So we're trying to get away from that smell. Record breaking time.
Yeah. Wow. They're like, this is the busiest guy ever. He doesn't even have time to clean the poop out of his car before he gets an oil change. He's like, booked.
They're like, obviously he works in animal rescue or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what they think.
He's a vet, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, making a bad day worse for the people at the oil change place. They're like, what?
Okay. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
No spoilers, don't worry. Love Island USA had its finale last night.
Mm.
No spoiler. Well, a couple was announced as the winners. Should I give them the name or should I do a countdown or anything? Everybody's watching this show. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, do a warning and a countdown.
Okay, I'm going to reveal the winners of Love Island USA Season 7.
I haven't watched it yet.
Get out too. You take your earbuds out and put your fingers in your ears so you don't know.
There you go. A spoiler in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The winning couple of Love Island Season 7, Amaya and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Fan favorites, some say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know either, but I know a lot of women really, really like this show. Uh-huh. You can watch it on Hulu, I believe. It's Season 7, hosted by Ariana Maddox, who's from Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. And very dramatic Season 2. Contestants were kicked off for past usage of racist remarks on social media. And it's just a season shrouded in controversy.
Well, Thursday night, when I got home from my night job, it was about, I don't know, 10:05 or so, 10:10. And every Thursday, little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael come over for dinner. I'm not there for dinner anymore, but they're still there when I get there. And they were all three enthralled in whatever episode of Love Island was going on.
Really?
Yeah. And handsome husband Michael was more into it than the women, I think. Because usually by the time I get there, he's kind of dozing off in the chair. He's just bored, you know.
Yeah.
And since I'm not there anymore during the whole visit, but not Thursday. He was Mr. Energetic, right up in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Loves the drama, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. What is it?
It is drama.
It is drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got a reunion special planned on August 25th. Now the couple was awarded $100,000. At that point, they ask, would you like to keep it all or split it with your significant other? And he, I guess, split it with his significant other. So it's not $1 million prize like Survivor or other game mm-hmm. shows, but 100 grand, it's $100,000. Not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Love Island USA Season 7 coming to a close last night. A lot of people checked that out. Other entertainment news, Superman, $217 million at the box office worldwide. The budget for the movie was $225 million. No word on how mm-hmm. much money they spent in marketing and advertising, but they expect that number to be enormous as well.
So that's not included in the whole budget thing? That's just the production budget was $207 million?
Yeah. Okay. And the rumors are that they spent at least $100 million on advertising, which is crazy to think about
mm-hmm.
to get people to go see this movie. But critics seem to enjoy it. A lot of people said it's not a good movie. But
I don't know, because I haven't seen any to compare it to, really.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the stuff that I follow online and everything, you know, they say it was a woke Superman.
I had heard that.
I don't know if that's true or not. Cause like I said, I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen this one. I'm not going to. So
yeah,
I just don't like superhero movies.
Kind of in the same boat with you. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how big this movie becomes eventually. There was a big moment in TJ's family's life over the weekend, and I cannot wait to share the details with you next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Y'all know I love my sun, and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It's a big weekend for one member of TJ's family, and it was not TJ or his wife, Jody. It was his daughter, Lainey, who went viral.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if that is considered going viral, whatever her post received.
About as close to viral as you can get. So Lainey, she's a TJ's 25-year-old daughter. Love her. And she's so sweet, and everybody loves Lainey. She's charming and a little quiet, a little shy sometimes. But now she's an adult. She's got her own opinions and her own thoughts. And she posted this video on TikTok, and it blew up. It blew up. It's got thousands and thousands of comments, a million views.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, she texts me out of the blue and says, "Hey, how do you deal with it when people are fighting in your comments?" I said, "Well, that's a question I've never been asked before." I said, "Well, what you can do is you've put out this content on the internet and you want people to see it. People are going to have their reactions. Embrace the drama as long as they're not attacking you and they're just fighting with each other. Let it go. That's how these things kind of work." She goes, "Okay, well, somebody was comparing me to a celebrity and I thought they were talking about Karen Carpenter and I was flattered, but they weren't talking about her at all." And I was like, "Okay, all right."
Yeah, so, she's not good with that kind of stuff. It hurts her feelings really easily.
Yeah, I thought about her a lot when she was saying that. But people don't realize, like, if you've never gone viral, that is a weird thing to go through. All this sudden attention over something that you thought was funny or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now you're realizing it's reached all over the world and you're getting all this engagement. That sends your adrenaline through the roof. Through the roof. So I bet that's a pretty jarring experience for a young person.
Well, she told me that the main female lead on Cobra Kai liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting to see who picks up on it and where it ends up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, it was a good piece of content.
The thing is, though, is that I've been telling her for years that you understand a different, you have a different type of sense of humor, and she can be really funny. She is funny. And so is my son. And I've tried to tell her, do these things and you would get a lot more attention than other people because she just never wanted to do it because she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Mm-hmm. She didn't want anybody to get mad at her or insult her. And so she did this one, and all it was doing was making fun of the Gen Z stare and how Gen Z people act sometimes when they're antisocial and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's funny about it is she is Gen Z. That's what I loved about her. She can, make mm-hmm. fun of her own kind.
Yeah, she can.
But I did think about her a lot because, if it's ever happened to you, it is just this wave of attention. And it can be overwhelming to a lot of people if you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get, 7,000 comments overnight, you're like, "Oh, my gosh, what are these people saying?" So, hopefully she handles it well and doesn't have, a massive panic attack and have a breakdown.
Yeah, it happened to my son one time when he was a lot younger. He was, I think, early years of high school. And he did a TikTok that went viral and he was making fun of, British people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was making a joke at their expense. And it was crazy. It's crazy for a while.
Did he catch a lot of grief for it?
Yeah, but he was trying to recapture it every moment he could. He was like, let me do another one.
Who else can I make fun of? Right. That's awesome.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. Yes. I've never been in that that whole group of people that where they say everybody hates Mondays. I've never been like that. Mondays is just Monday.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, people say, oh, I don't want to go back to work. You know, they'll say that on Sundays, or, oh, I'm tired. I had a hard weekend. I get that. But just to hate Mondays, to be hating it. They said that now they've done studies that even when you retire, it's so programmed into your mind to hate Mondays that retired people hate Mondays.
Oh, God. Oh, no. No
it
way. Just,
it doesn't make sense to me.
No. What are you, Garfield?
I hate every day the same.
Yeah. Every day's the same, except Friday.
Yeah, Friday's awesome.
Yeah. Unless you got to work on Friday nights.
That could affect some things. Yeah. That could affect some things. I'm not crazy about a Sunday. Because I feel like after 10 a.m., I'm like, oh, the day's over. Mm-hmm. And it's like that. I think a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening is kind of depressing. Way more than a Monday.
It always was when I was a kid because I hated school so much. Mm-hmm. Sundays were depressing.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, I got to go to school.
Sure.
Got to go in and get ready to go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, I hated that.
Yeah.
There's a video of a really, really sweet Maine. He's standing out in his driveway and his wife is standing behind him and they've got two old bicycles behind them on the driveway. And he's just telling people that they're going for a little ride to get some exercise. And, you know, not really a health nut because he's smoking, but I mean, that's no big deal. But I just thought he sounded really, really sweet bragging about, you know, him and his wife going for a little bike ride. Listen.
Me and my wife gonna go out bike riding for a little while, get a little exercise, his and hers bike. Gonna get out there and turn a couple cones. We ain't gotta ride no bike now because we got cars. All right.
You want to make everybody know, you know, hey, this is not, we're not just going to and fro because we need transportation on these bikes. We got cars. We're just going to ride recreationally.
That's right.
Yeah, we got cars.
We're going to go turn a couple cones.
A couple of cones.
That's definitely going to be the way I say it. Yeah. We're going to go turn a couple cones. He's got a cigarette going.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Cigarette on a bike.
Cigarette on a bicycle. It's a good look.
Nothing better.
Yeah. Especially if it's a recumbent bike in the gym. I love that.
Yeah.
When was the last time you've been on a bike?
Not that long ago, because I have one. I used to ride it for exercise.
Oh, did you really?
Probably maybe a year or two.
Oh, okay.
Since I've been on a bike, yeah. A real one, not counting a bike in the gym.
Yeah. It's probably
How about you?
10 years, at least.
Lindsay, you've ridden a bike at the beach and stuff with your family, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a vacation thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cute beach cruiser, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a basket.
My mom was on a kick for about a year. She wanted her and my dad to get one of those. What do you call it? Where it's a two-seater bicycle,
uh-huh.
Like one person.
Yeah.
She wanted them to get that. I said, Mom, you're 65 years old. Where are you going with that? And she said, I think it'd be so much fun.
Yeah. Replace the golf cart.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Now look, this is not a very good hypothetical situation for me to be part of here that I'm going to throw at y'all, because I'm not a huge fan of macaroni and cheese to begin with. Today's macaroni and cheese day, or they call it mac and cheese day. But yeah, I don't hate it. I'll eat it. Sometimes I find it to be very good, but I'm not, you know, like the trend is now where you just put your life on the line for it and, you know, always want to, oh, the mac and cheese. So they've asked people, in a new survey, they found that 86% of Americans say it's an adult food, not just for kids. Well, I get that. It's not just for kids.
Yeah.
54% of people eat macaroni and cheese weekly. Most of them prefer it for dinner as opposed to lunch. And 56% of people says that they would give up coffee or social media before giving up mac and cheese.
What?
Coffee? Yeah. Come on.
Psycho?
So wouldn't give up coffee for mac and cheese? Like if they said you can't have any more mac and cheese the rest of your life, Lindsay, and you can continue to drink coffee, but if not, then no more coffee.
No problem. See you, mac and cheese.
Yeah,
totally.
I don't care about it that much.
Okay, what about, is there any food that you like that you would give up for mac and cheese?
Well, that I would give up.
Would you give up cheeseburgers?
No.
No.
Mac you and cheese would, is bomb.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah. What about just regular like spaghetti with meat sauce?
No.
You would,
gone. Give me that mac and cheese.
Yeah, Rob, I would think because you're a bigger fan of mac and cheese than anybody on the show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So spaghetti and any kind of red sauce. All right. Well, what about Alfredo, Rob?
No, I'll have to drop mac and cheese for a fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah. Or anything Alfredo for me. I would much rather have that.
I don't think I'd give up ramen for mac and cheese. I really don't like mac and cheese. I think because my kids eat it so much, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, this would be a good question to ask my little friend Jenny, because she loves mac and cheese, but she loves almost every other food just as much. So it would be crazy for her. She would drive herself nuts trying to figure out which one it would be.
Yeah. And she doesn't cook at all, so she's not making Kraft or Velveeta or anything like that.
No. But she likes getting it from the kids' menu if they have Kraft with the kids' macaroni and cheese at restaurants.
She likes artisanal mac and cheese. Yeah,
she likes any and every kind of mac and cheese, as long as it doesn't have crumbs on the top of it. She doesn't like that when it's baked.
I agree with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a baked.
Yeah, she doesn't like the panko on it or crushed up Ritz or anything like that. And my daughter loves it too. She loves mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has really become just sort of synonymous with adult cuisine now. And I remember, yeah, it was just for a kid food when I was growing up.
Yeah, but when you put it in like lobster, white cheddar mac and cheese, things like that, now I'm in it.
You like that?
Yeah, I love that.
Same.
Crawfish mac and cheese, all those kinds of things. But I don't know if I'm giving up any other dish that I really like for it.
No,
I don't think so either. Mm-mm.
What about dry Cheerios? How are y'all on that?
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The Italian Yannick Sinner won Wimbledon yesterday. Did you catch any Wimbledon action, TJ?
I didn't. I was too busy doing anything else I could possibly do.
Not a tennis
no.
fan? Yeah.
No.
I don't know anything about the sport, but he's 23 years old, first Italian to win. He defeated Carlos Alcaraz, who's the Spaniard, who's 22. Mm-hmm. So it was a great match, apparently.
And what was the tournament called?
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. Yeah, I do know it bothers me when people say Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
I hate that. Wimbledon, not Wimbledon.
Or Wimbledon.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
Wimbledon. Wimbledon, you know.
Wimbledon.
They had the Duchess of Cambridge, or no, the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, come out to award the trophy. Yeah. And they, you know, they straighten up when she comes out. And I'm sure that's very thrilling if you're 22 and you're mm-hmm. excelling in a sport that the Princess of Wales comes out to deliver you the trophy.
What's her cute sister's name? Peppa? Pippa?
Pippa.
Pippa.
Yeah. Real cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kate's hot.
Where Pippa at?
Yeah. You don't see much of Pippa anymore.
No. You know,
a lot of people were saying Pippa's cuter. You don't think you think Kate's cuter?
I do. I think Pippa is.
I think Kate is more beautiful. I think Pippa's got a look to her that she's like more of a, like a fun time girl,
party girl.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know why I think that. Yeah. But you know, Kate is so straight laced. It's just maybe,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
maybe it's the comparison. But both beautiful women.
And I like seeing all the celeb outfits at the Wimbledon.
Very well. Everybody's extremely well dressed. Matthew yeah. McConaughey looked incredible in his white suit.
It's like seersucker. What herringbone?
Yeah.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. He was dressed to the nines, but that's what you do when you go to the Wimbledon. So
was he down on the sidelines like he is at the Texas Longhorns games?
No, they don't play like that. You go to your seat, Matt. No offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate your donation, but this is not your area.
Get back. So the Wimbledon is trending. Justin Bieber has a new album out. It's called Swag. 21 tracks. Critics say it's not the best Justin Bieber album. I checked it out. There's a lot of filler on there. Yeah, but there's some really good songs.
Well, would it indeed be referred to as swaggy?
I would not call it swaggy.
You wouldn't call it swaggy?
I don't understand the logic of calling it swag.
And every song sounds the exact same.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. It's got a theme, this kind of like lo-fi, moody,
melancholy, maybe?
A little bit.
A
little bit. And then there's like voice memos in there of him like talking about his life and how people are judging him. And he's just trying to be a human and going through this thing called life. It's like a tortured soul kind of thing.
I'm a human.
I'm a human. Leave me alone. So Justin Bieber's new album, Swag, is out. And then rumors are out that Jennifer Aniston has a new boyfriend. His name is Jim Curtis. He is some sort of life coach. And I will say, he's got good old man hair.
Yeah.
Like, he's an older guy. He's in his 50s, and he's got nice hair. So we'll see if this works out for Jennifer Aniston. She's looking for some life advice, life coaching from a boyfriend.
Mm. It won't work.
You don't think so?
No.
Because of him or her?
Her.
You're confident.
Yeah. Unless he can fix her issues. And I don't know what those issues are exactly, but when you have a beautiful, successful woman who hasn't been able to, dare I say, keep a man. You got to figure she maybe she's hard to live with. I don't know.
I don't know.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
What's the one special ingredient Lindsay Lohan adds to her macaroni and cheese?
Ooh, what?
That was my reaction. What a great headline. What's the one special ingredient Lindsay Lohan adds to her macaroni and cheese? I want to know.
Is it cinnamon?
It is not cinnamon. Okay. It's stupider.
Oh.
It's garlic?
It's not garlic. I actually think you could probably get away with that. This is stupid. And first of all, do you think Lindsay Lohan can cook?
No.
You know, not knowing anything about her other than she's an actress, she was in The Parent Trap. Do you think she can cook?
I think she can probably cook meth.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know why I think that, but
if she was giving out maybe cigarette recommendations, I would listen. I mean, I just don't take her advice on cooking, I don't think. The one special ingredient Lindsay Lohan adds to her macaroni and cheese is corn. K canned corn.
Oh, no.
Now, is that a pothead move, Riggins?
It could be. You're just throwing, you're making a box of Kraft or a box of Elvita, and you're like, what else I got? Maybe I'll throw in some corn.
Hey, man, drain it first, bro.
I'll just drain it. I'll open it up. I'll drain it. I won't even heat it up. I'll just dump it in there and just,
I don't necessarily think it'd be bad, but it's just weird.
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a, you're making a, what they call a bowl now, you know, they just, where they mix all that stuff together in a bowl.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, great headline. It made me click on the article. I wanted to see what she's putting in there.
I wouldn't push that away.
No, absolutely. I think it's, I'm sure. It's weird. It is weird though.
Her poor kid is going to grow up thinking mac and cheese is corn and vice versa.
She's featured in a new Verizon Wireless commercial where she acknowledges the fact that she looks a lot different. And a couple months ago, these pictures came out and every woman on the planet was asking the same question. What did she do and how do I get it? Because she really did. She looked refreshed. She looked younger. Her skin was great. And I remember Lindsay saying that. I want to know. I need to know what she's doing. Did you ever find out what she did?
She did a lot of things. I know that. I just don't know exact things. I mean, what they're called or specific lasers or whatever. But she looks incredible still. I mean,
so it wasn't the corn and mac and cheese combo that gave her such great skin?
Exactly.
Oh.
Who would have thought, though, Lindsay Lohan comes out, you know, out of those traumatic years of her life. And now she's a mother. She's a wife.
I love how in her interview, she was like, guys, when did I have time to do anything? I didn't do anything. When did I have time to do it? No one's seen you and you've had plenty of time. Like, what are you talking
about?
Doesn't
she have a reality show, though, that's about her on some streaming network or something?
She did a show with Oprah back in the day. Yeah, reality series. That was crazy, too. That was at the height of Lindsay Lohan's kind of manic behavior.
Remember, she wouldn't, like, come out of her apartment. She'd, like, lock herself in there, and camera people were like, why are we even here?
Why are we here? And she's smoking, chain-smoking cigarettes in her little New York apartment. It was a crazy show.
So hot.
And it came out, she had no money, and it was just nuts.
Then they had to bring in the big guns. Oprah had to come in and sit her down and say, Lindsay, what are we doing here? You know, it's just so dramatic. Yeah. I mean, it's just so crazy. So Lindsay Lohan eats corn in her macaroni and cheese. That's the information you need to know today. And so that you can share that with the world.
Good deal.
Jared.
Good.
Yeah!
All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, there is somewhat of a controversy going on in the world of sports because this happened the other night at a Baltimore Orioles game. The singer of the Star Spangled Banner did it in a unique way. I don't think anybody's ever done it. And you got one side saying that that was just terrible. Most people are saying it was terrible. How could you do that? It's disrespectful. It's, you know, this, that, and the other. But basically what he did was he sang the Star Spangled Banner in auto-tune, like T-Pain and them.
Yeah.
So this is what it sounded like.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight has gleamed.
Okay, so he wasn't all dressed up like a robot and putting on a show or anything. He was just some nerdy-looking guy standing singing into a microphone that was run through an auto-tune machine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm as patriotic as they come. And I don't think it was that awful or disrespectful. I just think it was weird.
It was weird.
You know, but I don't – it's not like when somebody goes out there and just – makes a mockery of it by, you know, the famous one is Roseanne Barr back in the late 80s, I think it was, where she sang the national anthem and screamed all the way through it, tried to make a comedy routine out of it. That was pretty bad. But this, I mean,
it's weird.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're the person they hired backed out last minute. They were like, who can we get? Just some nerdy guy. Come on, you have an auto tune machine. Come on. You know?
Now, if it would have been T-Pain,
yeah,
you know, the king of the auto tune, would they have been messing with him about it?
No.
Probably so, because he can really sing. T-Pain can. You know, that was a whole big thing. People thought he couldn't sing, and he had to prove he could sing, that whole deal. Mm-hmm. But he can't sing. I don't know. I just didn't think, I don't think it's worth getting all up in arms over.
No.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not that offended. I just don't think it's the right time to be experimenting with like different musical styles for the national anthem. I don't know. Do it on your own time.
If I would rather hear the auto-tune Star Spangled Banner or the Star Spangled Banner where every note is held, you know, 5 seconds longer than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, where they just stretch it out and all the runs and everything they do. I think I would rather have the auto-tune.
I agree.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So, Lindsay, did you have a crazy busy weekend with children activities and all of that kind of stuff?
It was the busiest weekend I've had in a long time. And you know I'm busy.
Yeah.
But it was something every hour on the hour. It was a lot.
Hmm.
Delilah had her kindergarten meet and greet.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we were supposed to talk about today. How did that go?
Great. I mean, I didn't see her. The second we got there, she ran off with her friends, and I didn't see her for 2 hours.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, well.
Yep, that's the way it's going to be. But you'd rather it be that way than her clinging to you and not wanting to go off, you know, into the, you know, crazy school system.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of thought she'd be like, oh, I'm kind of a little scared, and I'd have to, like, coach her and talk, you know, it's okay, you can leave me. I know you love me, but no.
Yeah, she did.
It was just like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so. That's good though. That's great that she doesn't love you. I mean, I'm kidding.
And I didn't know any parents, so I was just like standing there by my. I was the one that was like, "Why am I even here?
Come back, July. Come back. You're my friend. You're my only friend." So you had to stay there the whole time.
The whole time,
2 hours
with all the parents.
Ugh, that would have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I had to like act like I was interested in people's conversations. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Was your husband with you?
No, he was at home watching our son. Okay.
Were there many dads there?
There were a few. Yeah. I would say there were probably half and half, but siblings weren't invited. So, you know.
And you get that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
No, because you don't want them, you know, to be attached to their sibling. They're going to go, they need to go with the other kids. And so,
right. So what inevitably happens, the dad stays home, out of the way, keep dad out of the picture. Not saying this is set up that way, but
seems I would like have loved to stay home. I was like, do you want to take her? He's like, no.
Oh, and trust me, the teachers would much rather deal with the dads.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's true. All of Delilah's teachers have liked him better than me. And I've been, you know, class mom and the whole thing, but they've always liked him better.
Yeah. True. Everybody does.
And teachers and everybody else. I mean, just
kidding. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
The most most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Today's National Nude Day. National Nude Day, celebrating nudists, or as they some prefer to be called, a naturists.
Naturists.
Naturists. We call them nudists. Hey, you're a nudist. I don't think calling it naturist is trying to soften it up a little bit. No, you're a person that walks around nude all the time and you don't care.
You're a nakedist.
Yeah. Pervert, whatever you want to call them. I have no tolerance for the nudists. Yeah. I don't care. I think it's weird. Find a different hobby because, it's...
And they're never attractive. Never.
No, they really aren't. So they encourage you to enjoy an air bath, as they call it, today, or an air bath. But they said it always happens during the warmer months, so it makes sense not to have clothes on in the middle of July.
Yeah, but you also got sweat in areas that should be covered.
Yeah.
Do it in the fall.
Do it in the fall and do it in your house.
Yeah, you know, be naked in your house.
Be naked in your house. No one cares there, but stay in your house. So if you decide to celebrate National Nude Day, be very careful with how you do that. Ferrero has agreed to purchase Kellogg's for a couple $1 billion. Ferrero Rocher, isn't that those like bougie candies, the chocolate and hazelnut ones? So they've got a lot of brands, and they're picking up Kellogg's. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, Fruit Loops and all the great kid cereals you love.
Yeah. So, Kellogg's, Pop-Tarts.
Kellogg's, Pop-Tarts, Frosted Flakes, all the cereal brands, you know. So that was a big purchase. So Ferrero in the news this morning. And then Love Island is the top trending topic. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but a couple was announced as the winners last night, splitting a $100 top prize. They will do a reunion on August 28th, I believe, hosted by Andy Cohen.
Yeah, 100 grand.
100 grand.
Yeah.
$100 grand, and you can go find out on the internet. But a lot of people are streaming it, so they don't want to get any spoilers. I'm talking to you, ladies. But apparently a lot of guys are watching it as well, including TJ's good friend, Michael.
Well, Jody roped him into watching a couple of episodes the other night. He's not planning, you know, sitting down planning and watching it, you know, like Ace always did.
Was he a Love Island?
Oh, Ace, any of those dating reality shows he was all up in.
Oh, Ace. Love to hear about that. So Love Island is the top trending topic. I've got some kind of shocking news to share with TJ, and I'll do that next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, I've got good news and I got bad news. I'll give you the good news first. The good news is I found a show, not a new show, but an older show that's got 7 seasons, a ton of episodes. The episodes are quick. They're like 25 minutes. And it's laugh out loud funny.
Okay.
And I don't watch a whole lot of TV shows, but I'm always on the search for like a show with a lot of episodes that I can binge. It doesn't happen often. Maybe once a year I find something great. So I found a great one. That's the good news. The bad news is that the show is filled with people you will absolutely hate.
Oh, no.
The show is 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I finally bit the bullet and tried it. And I was laughing out loud in the first couple of episodes. Yeah, laughing out loud. And that doesn't happen often.
But I've told you before, any of the Hollywood people and all that that are just complete, you know, they're known to be a political affiliation and activists and all that stuff. If their work is good enough, I can separate it.
Yeah.
And I told you, Alec Baldwin is one of them. I love to watch Alec Baldwin act. And I think he's funny. He's in that, right?
He is so funny in this show.
Same with Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Who else is in?
Tracy Morgan is in.
I've always liked him. Yeah.
What's the premise? They work together?
Yeah, so it's basically a spinoff of like Saturday Night Live, like what happens in the writer's room and in the offices at NBC. So it actually is a show on NBC, but it's sort of a It's kind of like The Office taking place inside NBC. But Alec Baldwin is great and stuff like that. But eventually they start doing guest stars, I found out. And one of the guest stars is like Nancy Pelosi. And I thought, oh, TJ's never going to finish this. I don't know at what point she shows up, but Condoleezza Rice is in it, I think, as a love flame for one of the characters. I don't know. So they bring in political figures, and I just know that's not going to float your boat. But
yeah, mainly because they're terrible actors.
They can't be good.
I don't care who they are.
They can't be good. Nancy Pelosi. So I don't know. It's very funny. So it was, you know, it's a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news.
I'll try it.
Will you give me a shot?
But I really don't have time to watch any TV anymore.
I believe that. When are you
eat peanut butter? I can't, because of this new job I have at night, I can't eat TV or watch peanut butter.
it's a mess. Hard. When are you watching TV? Any of it?
None, really.
Really none.
Maybe Jody and I watched a show yesterday afternoon. That's about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for your relationship, my friend.
No. My relationship with TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, there was just a scary moment before we came on the air. Every morning we get on. Riggins and I are in the same studio. Lindsay is in her home studio, and Rob's in his home studio. But we start talking a little bit before we go live, and we thought we might have to go live this morning without Lindsay in the first segment. And why is that, Lindsay?
Well, couldn't find my daughter, Delilah, anywhere, and it's 5 a.m. Her light was on in her bedroom, so I, like, peeked my head in to see if I was going to turn the light off, because I'm like, why is her light on? Well, she's not in her bed. So I'm like, oh, she's just peeing, whatever. So then I look in the bathroom. She's not in the bathroom. So then that's when I came in here. I was like, guys, give me a minute. So then I went in my bedroom to see if maybe in between the time of me getting ready and coming in here, she went in my bed, not in my bed. So I'm going down to the basement, to the middle level. I'm screaming, Delilah, because like my thoughts are going that she's kidnapped or something. Then I start freaking out. I think I had a heart attack, my first one ever. And then I peeked in Brooks's room and I didn't see her. So then I came, I woke Kyle up. He's sick, by the way. Well, we'll get into that. And then he's like, I don't know. What are you talking about? He's like out of his head. He took a NyQuil. So anyway, I'm like, you're no help. Go back to bed. So then I come in here and I'm like, let me check Brooks's room one more time. So I peeked my head in and I turned the bathroom light on. Her head is under the covers in his bed. It's like the top of her head is hanging. Like
so,
hair.
So she just got up in the night and went and got in bed with him?
I guess, which is has never happened. So either someone had a nightmare. I don't know. I have no clue. She doesn't even count on him for her nightmare. So I don't know.
That is one of the scariest things, though, when you know that the kid is supposed to be in the house and then you can't find him. It happened with Lainey one time when she was little, and Aiden, our son, was a baby. She was up in her room playing, and then we went up to find her, to tell her something, and she wasn't there. And we started looking all over the house, and she had gone into the laundry room with a blanket and curled up in front of the washing machine for some reason and fell asleep.
What?
Oh my God. It is the scariest. I mean, pure adrenaline. I was like, am I going to call 911? Like, what's going to happen? So,
well, remember Ace's daughter Peyton's first day of kindergarten, she fell asleep on the bus on the way home, and the bus driver didn't see her back there. And She just didn't get off the bus, and they could not figure out where she was, and then she was asleep on the bus.
Hey, it took them
about, I think it took them about an hour or so, maybe longer, to find out where she was and get her.
Poor thing. She was just tired.
Yeah. But God, that feeling, though, like, oh my God, what is happening? Where, you know, where did they go? Where could they be? Even though, you know, she was safe in her bed last night when you went to bed.
Right. Mm. Well, and not to mention, I just watched a new documentary on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm. saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Well, so everything's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle, thank goodness, got to rest through it. His rest wasn't interrupted. Bless his heart if he's sick. Good deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. More coming up. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Y'all know I love my sun and I love my sun hats. I can't keep my face in the sun anymore due to, I don't know, age spots, melasma. Well, Eric Javits has your back with the cutest sun hats. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.